Chapter 29, Leveraging Social Media for Networking. Online is old news. Online in social media is today's news. Social media is not a subset of the internet. Social media is the internet, by C.N. Cass Nielsen. Now, I would not say online is old news, but what they're trying to say is that online in social media is today's news. So how social media is really putting an impact on all of us through the information, because it is flooded with information. And definitely internet has really changed our lives. It has probably given us access to so much information that one cannot really imagine. And one is trying to understand or get to the fact that how it has completely changed our lives. So definitely social media is of great importance. Social media profiles have really connected us to one another, and it definitely has helped communication to move forward by leaps and bounds. The following concepts will be covered in this topic: what is social media, benefits of social media, leveraging social media for networking, major social media platforms for networking, the advantages and disadvantages of social media, and conclusion. So basically all aspects related to social media: what is it, the importance, how does it really, help business to grow, expand, what purpose does it serve to one and all, and we talk of the advantages and disadvantages. What is social media? It is digital technology that allows sharing of ideas and information, which includes text and visuals, through virtual network. Thus, it is a means of interaction in which people create, share, and exchange information. So when I talk of social media, it is ideally, can we say somewhere, that it is a form of mass communication via internet. When it is, we say that it is a form of mass communication via internet, who's your target audience? Why is that audience engaging with you? What purpose is it serving to the audience? All those aspects are discussed. Social media can be considered as a collective term for various applications and websites that focuses on communication and interaction. Now, we all know that any website is very informative. Any website will help us understand that organization, or what is the service or services they are offering, the products. So it is, giving complete information. So somewhere it is communicating and serving as a platform for us to understand better. So it is a communication platform which can even be used to promote brands and market products. Now we talk of the benefits of social media. Sites such as Facebook, which is now Meta, Twitter, which is also called X, and LinkedIn provides a connect for people to come together for common interest, work, or even friendship. So as discussed before, that LinkedIn is a professional networking site and Facebook is a social networking site, Facebook, which is now Meta. As a communication platform, it also promotes consumer feedback. Consumers can share their experiences using social media platforms. Now, when consumers give feedback and consumers can share experiences using social media platforms, this can be considered as a reliable source of feedback. This can help organizations to understand and improve on various fronts, as far as, coming up with effective solutions is concerned, because this platform has given us feedback because the consumer reviews are put forward online, and that is not in my control. Or consumer feedback, which sometimes may be negative, but that is not in my control. So how ideally am I able to really make use of that feedback, though it is negative, and put in effort so that we make changes and get positive feedback. Businesses can respond to positive or negative feedback from the consumers, address their issues or concerns, and maintain their confidence and faith in them. So companies can use social media to gather information and knowledge. So social media can be used on a lot of fronts because it's constantly giving you information. It's keeping you updated. It's making you more aware. It's making you understand the importance of information through certain platforms and the information which may not really be in your control, and a whole lot of aspects which can ideally change the dynamics as far as social media is concerned in terms of giving information. Next is leveraging social media for networking. So first and foremost, identify your target audience. Social media helps entrepreneurs to build a target audience. You need to define and understand your target audience. Your target audience can be based on demographics such as age, income, education, location, job title, etc. So who is the target audience? A specific group of people. And you aim to reach out to the specific group of people who are actually interested or wanting to buy your products, right? So what is the focus on? What can I do to see to it that these people will be the, you know, consumers or their potential consumers, etc.? So when I talk of target audience, what is it focused on? Your spending habits, your lifestyle, your income, likes, dislikes. Of course, then you can talk of demographics such as age, income, right? So you talk of, say, certain beauty products, cosmetic. So you talk of, say, a particular age group. You talk of women there since you're talking of cosmetic products, right? So it depends on a lot of factors. Next is enhance your online profile. Make sure your social media profiles are relevant, updated, and your accomplishments and skills are highlighted. It is very important to update your social media profiles on a regular basis. And what is important that if you update it on a regular basis, you can put forward your achievements, you can highlight what exactly have you contributed for the success. What you can also do is optimize your website to increase online visibility, right? Then you can talk of keywords. So make sure that your profile is actually, sorry, then you can talk of keywords. Any profile should be keyword rich. That means have certain words which will prove to be very convincing, which will prove to be beneficial when others read what is put forward in terms of information. Most important, make sure your name is the same all throughout and your information is consistent too. If there is inconsistency with information on all social media platforms, then it may reflect poorly on you. So be very careful. Then you talk of produce insightful content. It is important to understand your audience and provide value to your audience. So make it content rich, give useful content or put forward useful content. When I put forward useful content, what does it mean? I'm putting forward content which I know will create an impact on you, which I know will influence you. And that is how networking will become better through social media as a platform. So content that will be worthy, content that will be required by you. The 5 C's to content marketing is the clarity with the way I put forward the information, clarity in terms of how it is expressed, are the sentences put forward in an easy to understand manner, are the words which create, sorry, are the words Sorry, when I talk of conciseness, we are talking of sentence construction which is done in an appropriate manner so that there is no confusion as far as the sentences are concerned. The sentences don't sound complex, they sound easy. Is it compelling? Is that content compelling? Does it somewhere push me or make me feel that, yes, this is what I'm looking for? Because it should push you towards, say, making purchases. The content should push you towards actually, wanting more information and getting more enthusiastic about what is put forward. The source of the information, S-O-U-R-C, the source of the information that is put forward, is it really credible? Is it genuine? Is it worthy information? And then, based on all these aspects, you finally decide how to move forward. So, call to action. Produce and distribute insightful content that we discussed in the previous slide, not this previous slide, the slide before. So, your online content has to be authentic and engaging. It has to be genuine, truthful. Visual content provides information that can boost online engagement. When I talk of visual content, it will probably give more of connectivity to the audience. Visual content will make the audience feel more, connected, since the way that information is put forward. Anything that is visual will have a higher appeal than when it is not visual, when I talk of information. Because a picture is worth 1,000 words. So whatever you see, you will always remember for a longer time. It'll boost online engagement. And visual posts can get clicks and comments too. Participate in your community and network. Users can share relevant content, updates and news. Communities create a sense of unity and a sense of belongingness. Communities create an emotional support and assistance. So communities create more of bonding, that interest, which is a common interest, common goal, common attitude, right? When I spoke of the previous slide in terms of visual content will help build a strong, recognizable brand presence, correct? So all of this, when you talk of community, when you talk of visual content, all of this somewhere plays a crucial role. Now we talk of major social media platforms for networking. So LinkedIn, it is a professional networking site, and your LinkedIn profile will provide access to job opportunities around the world. Definitely, the way you create your LinkedIn profile, how unique it is in terms of it being worded, how convincing it is, how are you managing your connections on LinkedIn, all of it will serve the purpose at some point of time or the other. It is useful for connecting with professionals and also for promoting your brands and recruiting talent. So definitely, it is a platform where you talk of promoting your brands and recruiting talent. LinkedIn groups are used for professional progress, networking, and also to share knowledge and information. So when I say that networking, definitely because it is a professional networking site. So you are connecting with like-minded people. You can have experts backing up your claims related to your skills. LinkedIn not only gives the ability to portray your profile, expertise, connections, and also recommendations. So you know what? I really feel LinkedIn is one platform where you've got to be active, especially when you know that a lot of opportunities are there. It is one platform which can really serve the purpose, whether you're a fresher or whether you're an experienced person. Facebook, which is now known as Meta, it is a social networking site which makes it easy for you to connect with people and share videos and photos and comments with friends and family online. So Facebook is a social networking site. Facebook was founded by Mark Zuckerberg in 2004. Of course, now it is called Meta, which I said a few seconds back. Facebook allows you to send messages, post status updates. So one aspect is that you can send messages and you keep posting, right? You can edit as to who can see your Facebook profile. This is a very important feature because you have to manage the settings, right? You can also control who can share, you can also control who you can share the content with. This is also important because once you manage your settings, then who can see your profile? If you've locked your profile, then it is only your friends on Facebook page who can see it, right? Then you can also control who you can share the content with. So very important. The settings have to be managed. This is my view. Some things you share on Facebook will be made public. For example, when you post or comment in a public group. So it is only going to be made public when you post or comment in a public group. Okay. Facebook community pages are to collaborate with and share interests with and discuss with others. Facebook community pages really are beneficial because you're meeting like-minded people again, and somewhere it'll provide a platform for you to express your views, share what you think and feel, and somewhere it gives a sense of feeling connected. It creates a sense of being together. It focuses on that sense of belongingness, since everyone is wanting to move together and be together as a part of the group. If you want to make the group public, then it can be found easily. And your posts will be made visible to non-members. So here you have to be careful because non-members can also view your posts. So I just feel that somewhere, as far as social media is concerned, we also need to be a bit careful, right? If you choose private setting, but you can be visible in search, the people can search for you and discover you. Definitely, if you're visible in search, then people can discover you. Why not? But you keep your posts visible to members only. See, no harm choosing private setting because somewhere you are only then visible to your members, right? But in search, yes, you can be visible to others, right? Posting jobs on Facebook is a simple process and it can be done for free or through paid advertising. Facebook promotes a more relaxed approach to networking because it is a social networking site, right? Not the professional networking site like LinkedIn. So I basically, when I talk of posting jobs, I go to manage jobs and then I click on create jobs. And that's where I put forward the information, right? Next, what I talk of is Instagram. It is a free photo and video sharing platform and is owned by Meta platform. Posts can be shared with your followers. You can view, comment and like posts shared by people. So basically, it is a free photo and video sharing platform. So definitely, a picture is worth 1,000 words, which we just discussed. So anything put forward, definitely as a video or as photos or pictures, will create a greater impact. So that's where you can avail the benefit of Instagram. You can put forward pictures of your products. It'll definitely make a difference. And you will realize this when you see the followers, etc., right? So it is a social media platform where you can share visual content for followers. We're talking of Instagram. And non-followers if your account is public. Many people take to Instagram to share lifestyle tips, to motivate, or even for entertainment. Additionally, you can create an Instagram account for business or to promote your own work. Say, supposing you make beautiful portraits, paintings. So definitely, once you have your Insta account, definitely you will be able to promote your work and you will be able to showcase your work, which will make a difference. Next, we talk of Snapchat. It is an American multimedia messaging app. It lets users exchange pictures and videos called snaps. that are meant to disappear after they are viewed. So the most unique feature of Snapchat, you can exchange pictures and videos, but the moment it is viewed, after that, it'll disappear, right? Sometimes Snapchat can create this kind of pressure to constantly share snaps. So it can kind of lead to a habit where you constantly share snaps, right? This can lead to oversharing of personal information, or may lead to unhealthy online behavior, or even get addicted to it. So there is a flip side to technology. There is a flip side to, you know, making use of these social media platforms. If privacy settings are not managed appropriately, you can view user snaps and locations. So this can be a bit of a problem. So I personally will say that finally, when I talk of these platforms, can it be considered that these platforms are actually a boon, which is a blessing, or a bane, which is actually called a curse? We can't say it's a curse, definitely not. I would not say that. But the way someone can get addicted, you can share certain pictures, right, which is mentioned in the previous slide. So what happens is that you're sharing a lot of your personal information. So that can be a problem. When I say certain pictures, means you're constantly sharing your information. That's what I'm trying to say. Now, do you understand that oversharing of personal information is also not considered appropriate, especially on this kind of a platform, right? Advantages of social media, definitely it can help you establish your brand's presence. People will become more aware of your product, services. People will become more aware of your products and services. People will ideally understand, you know, what are the benefits. So you have that ability to establish the brand's presence. You can target specific audiences. Definitely you will do that, because you, right from the product to how it will serve the purpose to the pricing, all of it will be looked into when we talk of the target audience as per their needs and interests. It is very important to be connected and engaged with your followers and stay informed and be updated. So when you're on social media, you are constantly aware of what is happening and what is going on. It promotes innovation and learning. The social media helps to connect with family, friends, and even like-minded individuals across geographical boundaries. So you can connect with anyone in any part of the world. These connections help to maintain a rapport and create a positive self-esteem and enhance confidence. Why? Because you are feeling that you are in touch with so many people all over the world. You also feel that you have expanded your social circle. You also feel you are ready to learn at any point of time. Creativity and innovation are a part of social media as a platform, right? It serves the purpose when you're on that platform, correct? There are several drawbacks to social media. Personal information may be at a risk due to inadequate security measures. Definitely, you've got to be very careful as far as your personal information is concerned, which we discussed a few minutes back. Cyberbullying and harassment can take place on social media. Definitely, you've got to be careful. Being anonymous, one can encourage an individual to harm others, and this can be stressful for the victim. So we see a lot of cases where cyberbullying is happening. We see a lot of cases where cyber fraud is happening. Harassment can take place. A lot of fake profiles are there. So you've got to be very, very careful. It promotes social isolation because an individual is reducing time doing in-person interaction. Definitely, you're spending lesser time with the people who are actually close to you and are there, and you're spending more time with people who are far away, or if they're not far away, you're spending more time with people on a platform that is making you move away from the people who are actually there with you at that juncture. It's like this. If I go to Starbucks, for example, and four of them are having coffee, but before the coffee arrives, all four of them are on their mobile. So it makes me feel they four are together. What is the purpose? To be on your own mobile or to relate? And it's not for those 5-10 minutes, for the last half an hour, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. But the focus is what? That you need to be together. Studies have shown that excessive usage of social media definitely can cause anxiety, right? That anxiousness can increase because somewhere you're getting very used to it, you're getting addicted to it, that screen time, you're not really interacting with others, right? So all that can kind of create a different feeling in the mindset. Conclusion. Thus, social media has changed how we communicate, engage, and share information. There can be drawbacks such as issues with privacy, false information being shared, and mindless scrolling. You just, you know, for example, you see those reels, you're just scrolling Insta. You're just, you know, going through, you know, the videos and pictures that are put up. You're constantly going through it. So there's no end to it, right? So it is advisable to use social media platforms in moderation and maintaining discipline by being mindful of time management. So tell yourself that, okay, half an hour, max 1 hour a day, not more. Keep reminding yourself that I don't want to get addicted to it. Remind yourself not to become a part of the cyberbullying, cyber frauds. In the sense, be very alert and aware. In today's digital age, it is important to have a strong presence online. But social media has played an important role by connecting all of us and reshaping how we communicate with one another. Lastly, social media transcends all geographical boundaries and serves as a powerful marketing tool. Right? So I've told you before, social media has definitely made this world a global village where we all are connected and interconnected. We have finished this chapter. Thank you.